Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Panel at 4th World March of Women Action denounced the conservative advances in the region and the lack of response by states with reference to violence against women. The second panel of the first day of the 4th International Action of the World March of Women that took place from September the 26th to the 28th in Santana do Livramento, Brazil, and Rivera, Uruguay, border cities, addressed gender violence against women from the experience and perspective of the participants of the three countries involved in the action. The space titled Feminism for a World Free from Machismo, Violence, and Lesbophobia exposed the feminicides taking place in these countries, making reference to the laws and feminist struggles to fight against them. The space also dealt with the conservative advance in the Brazilian politics and state. Nayara Malavolta of the World March of Women of Rio Grande do Sul and the Liga Brasileira de Lesbicas focused her presentation on denouncing fundamentalism as a well-organized, historically structured movement and not as isolated attitudes by political or religious actors. Malavolta highlighted that the attempt to build a secular state in Brazil is recent, and it goes against a construction that can be dated back to the origins of the country itself. Brazil was born as a Catholic state. From the beginning, we have the state and religion as an only thing. The division is very recent, she said, with reference to the separation between the state and the Catholic Church that took place for the first time with the Republican Constitution on 1891. Malavolta believes that the fundamentalism takes place at several levels, political, social, economic, and religious. All this should be taken into account when speaking of sexual and reproductive rights in the context of a secular state. When describing the economic fundamentalism, she said that capitalism is the example per excellence of this, the market as a power that cannot be questioned, and this influences the way we live sexual and reproductive rights. In the last part of her presentation, the feminist activist described the history of religious fundamentalism in the Brazilian politics, identifying the year 1986 as the starting date of its direct incidence when the National Constitution of 1988 was under discussion. Currently, the Evangelist Parliamentary Front is one of the main forces of parliament in Brazil, and it has been making quite conservative legislative proposals, such as the recently passed definition of family, which considers it exclusively as a union between man and a woman.